Recorded live under a blood-red sky in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, this is So You Think You Can Danica.
Welcome to So You Think You Can Danica. My name is Danica.
And my name is not. It's Devin. Hello!
Hi.
All right. Yeah, we just watched the top four.
The top four penultimate pre-finale.
The penultimate pre-finale.
Wait, no. Penultimate episode to the finale.
No, I liked it.
I'm going to go with
penultimate pre-finale.
I'm going to stick with
it's
it.
It's Christmas then. Eve, you guys. Yeah. I liked it. Yeah, that was a show that we watched. I have many thoughts, but I don't know how much there is to say at this point. It's a weird time.
Yeah, because generally it was the last dances, mm-hmm. plural, that we see the dancers in before the cards are just on the table next week. All the votes are in. And they're going to do dances from throughout the season. So mm-hmm. these were the last new dances.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, as Kat was like, and the best part, no one goes home. I wish it could be like this every week. We all do, Kat. We all do. But sadly, that's not the way it works. I thought it was interesting. I guess we're just going to dive right into it.
Go for it.
I thought it was interesting they didn't do a top four routine.
Yes!
They only did the top four video package.
Yeah.
Off the top, but they didn't do a top four routine.
That is weird.
Right?
Yeah.
What I mean, they had plenty to do. Each of them danced five routines. They did, no, each of them, yeah, five.
Solo.
All-star.
All-star with one partner, then the other partner.
They each partnered with the other three.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was a lot.
They did five. They didn't do five routines, but they danced five times.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a lot. And maybe six times was too much. Throwing in some all-stars, maybe that would have taken the place of a routine. Like, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. Normally, there is a top four number.
Yeah.
Instead, they did a number of top four duets, which is interesting and fine.
Do you think they'll open next week with a top four number?
They might do that. I know in the past they've done like a top four being highlighted by everyone else who's gone away. Like they bring back the top 10 or whatever and have them all together and then have the top four have like little solo moments in that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it could go either way. I'd prefer a top 10 with highlights of the top four in them, but a top four number might also work.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, you know, there's a lot of people we miss that were in the top 10.
It's true. Before we even sat down to watch, I was like, what am I even going to watch if JJ and Darius aren't there? Like, what am I even looking forward to? And then as soon as I said that, I'm like, okay, stop catastrophizing. It's not the end of the world. Like, there's still other good dances in there. And there's lots of good stuff tonight, I thought.
There were a lot of great performances. I felt like Genesee really ascended to like her rock star status. Like she's so good, and I think that when she finally just clicked and let herself be confident, I could see it, and it was very good to me. Hallie and Jensen continued. I don't feel like they're pushing themselves as much because I think they just do everything and they do it well. It's not a bad thing. But I think for me, the farthest and highest arc has been Genesee.
Do you think it's more impressive because she had so much farther to go?
I do.
Okay. Because, like, I don't know. Personally, and this may be showing my hand a little bit before the end of the episode when we talk about who our favorites are, who our odds are and favorite is to be number one, I still don't think she's hit as high as Hannah Leigh and Jensen have been all season. I still think that they're better dancers. They came in as better dancers, and they continue to be better dancers, and they have also shown range and improvement. Genesee has done remarkable, But I was just wondering, like, oh, is it just the perception of growth making it seem that much more? I was just wondering. I wasn't sure.
That's a fair assessment. You're likely right. I do feel that the other two are stronger dancers, but I feel that she's really, the fact that she's come into her own makes me care about her story.
Okay.
I know that even, you know, win or lose, she will be working, and I'm thankful and happy for that.
Yeah, fair.
I try to think past the competition, because if I just keep thinking, oh, they get voted out, they're just gone forever. They're not. Someone out there is watching them and thinking, I have a project, I'd like to hire them in. And so even if someone gets voted out, say they had a top 20, someone, you know, gets voted out in the top 20, the top 18, generally they're the first forgotten about. But I feel like for every dancer on that show, there's someone out there that's like, wait a second. No, that's what I need for this blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I don't really know. It was just a curiosity thing about me for that. Because I will say that she's definitely come from who?
Yeah, right?
To, all right.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching her. Speaking of.
Yes.
The first routine is a Genesee routine. With Slavic and the continuation of the Luther Brownaissance.
I liked the dance. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the song.
Oh, okay.
It was, we discussed this on the last season's podcast, but since no one has heard it, I'll talk about it again. It was just one of those songs where the beat never ends, and I find it makes me very anxious. And I couldn't wait for the song to be over. The dance, again, was very good. I enjoyed that. But if it had been a different song, I would have liked it much more.
That's fair. I thought that was, almost a very calculated move in a way. To be like, after all of us have been giving Slavik a real hard time, let's give him a Luther Brown number. Let's give him something where he has to have personality or else the whole thing won't work. And he could totally get into it and sink down into it and be fine. I thought it was great. I thought the routine was great. I thought there were lots of little, like, really quick synchronized movements that I really, really liked. I thought Genesee nailed it. And Slavik did fine. I thought he did fine.
Yeah, I think he got to a point where he has plateaued, and I feel like Genesee at hip-hop has gone past him.
Yeah.
And she's now exceeding him and making it look easy, basically. She's, you know, she's got the attitude, she's got the shoulders, she's got the rhythm, and I love it. I love watching her do hip-hop. I love watching her do everything, really, but it's fun to see her kind of mid-dance go, wait a second, yeah, I can do this, I got this, and then she just does it.
Yeah. And again, not giving Slavik enough credit. I thought it was fine, that's a really backhanded compliment. And I will try and give him a little bit more credit. It's hard for me to do. Because I thought he brought a lot of performance quality, and I will say that a lot through the night, is that he is performing and emoting and partnering very well. And I think out of all of the routines that he did tonight, that was probably the best groove and the best I felt he got into it. But in other ways, other routines were maybe more impressive for him. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
Because we need to talk about those heels, girl!
Ooh! Okay, so it's Brian Friedman?
Brian Friedman.
How? Jensen and Hanalei. What? my brain is literally exploding. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Vanessa Hudgens, I love you.
TM.
Yeah. If a body part is literally exploding on national television, you have to pay Vanessa Hudgens a copyright.
That's right. The as soon as I saw that it was Todrick Hall and RuPaul doing the music, I was like, oh yeah, no, that all checks out. Everything that's been happening. super fun, fierce, sexy. The costumes were outrageous. Like, so you're basically wearing like primary color fetish wear and doing this. I'm down with it. Like, do it.
Oh yeah, do no. It. Like, this is in the best way possible. Fetish wear and bright and like giant shoulder, not shoulder pads, but more like a 70s space shoulder.
Yeah, 70s space shoulder. Yeah, like Barbarella or yeah, like yeah.
Like, it was a look.
It was a look, and the big and the hat, the black cop hats with the big brims and the heels and the pink the pink curtain behind them. Like, it was intense.
Amazing. It was all the best. Like, it's like someone took little pieces of a drag show and just shook them up in a jar and just blew them into our dreams.
Yeah. I just, well, what did you do last night? Oh, man. I inhaled the essence of a drag show and I had crazy dreams.
I'm seeing hats. Big hats.
And then they took off their hair and started whipping people with them. Yeah, that, I will say, if I have one negative thing to say about the routine, that it was before the ponytails came off, them trying to make them whip around was a little bit awkward. But then they took their ponytails off and, like, whipped them around and went around their shoulders. And then I was just like, oh, it looks like it's almost dragging. And then it just kicked up into, like, 12th gear.
Oh, yeah, the last end. 30 seconds where they were just, like, for lack of a better word, flailing in the prettiest way.
In the best possible way.
Yes. I don't know what...
A controlled flail.
It was a very controlled flail, and there were legs and arms everywhere, and it was just... It was wild and beautiful and powerful and empowering. Mm. And it's just... It's so funny, because what I noticed when Hanalei is dancing with the women is that she's very small. And... For whatever reason, I don't notice it when it's with the guys, because stereotypically, you're, quote-unquote, supposed to be smaller than the guy. So the whole season when she's been dancing with her male partners, of course they're, like, 6 inches to, you know, like, 10 inches above her. But when she's dancing with the women, it felt more off. And I was like, whoa, Danica, like, just soul your gender roles here. Figure out your own stuff, and then this is all my biases. I just kind of wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, no, bring it. I'm good.
Okay, cool, because it's just, I mean, she's a very small woman, and for a dance partner, that's very good, especially if you're doing lifts.
Yeah.
I just found it more apparent, not in a bad way, but just more noticeable when she was dancing with the women.
Yeah, and I think part of it is because... generally in male-female partner dances, the man is bigger generally, not always, but generally, often because it's easier to lift someone smaller than you, right?
Yeah.
In the next routine, Genesee is going to be Genesee was dancing with Jonathan, and Jonathan's smaller than her, and so some of, like, the spins and some of the lifts looked a little more awkward because... and I'm not sure if it looks more awkward because my brain's like, that much bigger of a person shouldn't be moving in that way, or if it's actually awkward to kind of move more mass or volume than you're normally used to. But whatever that is, when you get, you know, like, oh, okay, well, they're, you know, she's smaller than him. And she's smaller than him. You put them together, you're expecting them to be the same size. It's like conservation of mass. and then we're all like 2-year-olds who are just like, which glass has more water? And we're like, the bigger one? It is a little bit of an optical illusion that our brain wants to fill that gap in, and it doesn't work.
And
I mean, honestly, Jensen's just bigger. Not bigger like Genesee is bigger than LA. So I thought they worked well together, but she still looked small.
Yeah.
And that outfit is made to look angular, and it's meant to accentuate the hourglass figure, which Jensen kind of has more than Hanalei anyway. So it also looks smaller that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. Cause, just for, when she was dancing with Genesee later, they had a similar costume, but it was more just the corset was the only thing accentuating. It wasn't the shoulders. They didn't accentuate anything but the waist.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a really interesting thing to, I guess, dig into, especially when you're watching something and you're realizing your own biases.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. The other thing that I like that you said that it was like a drag show that's been like shaken up and thrown in, because I'm like, yeah, that's exactly it. And then to have two women be enacting a drag show, like, that's just so many layers of like gender swapping on top of each other. And and I was like, is this gonna work? And it totally worked. Totally works.
Oh, yeah. This is why I love Brian Friedman, because he brings it like 150%, and he's just, I'm here and I'm amazing and y'all just watch my dancing. And like, we're all just sitting there like, oh, okay, wow, what? Yeah. Like, and it's just candy for your eyes, but it's also so much more. Because, you know, you watch it once and there's the surface stuff. And then like what we're doing, you watch it again and you dig deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's just, oh, it's just so yummy.
Yeah, there are a lot of, I will say, there are a lot of rewatchable numbers tonight.
Absolutely.
Possibly more per capita, more per hour than there were in previous episodes. But there's also a lot more routines.
Yeah, I'd actually say the Genesee Jonathan Samba for me is a rewatch, because I feel like she was very comfortable in her own skin, which I love watching with her.
Right.
Like, again, you know, to put a minor spoiler on, she is actually not my pick.
Okay.
But I've been loving watching her this season.
I think I'm just thinking, because it also talks about what Nigel's going to be saying about that, how in the future, or in for a later number, when Nigel said, it just goes to show there's no one body for dance. It's absolutely true, because especially in the Jonathan number, I thought she was doing everything very athletically. The only real problem I had was her arms didn't quite always seem super sharp. Like, they seemed a little, not like spaghetti arms, but like, maybe a little al dente, not quite as sharp and firm as I would have liked them to be. Her footwork was great. She got her hips going good. But every once in a while when she was doing something with her arms, I was like, ooh, that's a little droopy. But otherwise, I thought it was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write down who the choreographer of that one was? Because I think that was literally the only one that I didn't.
Elena.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like her. She does good Latin.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The runway. The runway thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was just like, the thing, you know, that they walk down, the beautiful people while they wear their clothes.
The beautiful people? I don't know beautiful people. No. No, those aren't people we know, Devin.
Okay, fair enough.
But yes, oh my god, the faux runway at the start, and she had that blowing skirt wrapped around her dress, and the wind machine. I was like, girl, get it.
Yes.
Like, and she just knew. And I don't know if she could, she still felt a little nervous. You couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I could have just watched that for the whole performance. Like, her just like walking back and forth, and I'm like, turn. Yes.
Do it.
I love and support her, you know, in such a different way.
It's becoming very clear to me.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. It's just very clear. Someone is on there's a Genesee change coming.
Yeah. I feel like she's gonna have a long career ahead of her.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I have to introduce this next one, because I have been saying I want Melanie to come back, and this is how I get it. This is how I get it with Slavic. I mean, fine. Travis Wall, contemporary Melanie. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
100%. They basically just meant Slavic, be intense and be a good partner. I could not take my eyes off of Melanie. Oh, she, every move in like, the choreography was really good, because it's two people singing, right? And every time that every time the woman is singing, Melanie's moving, and every time there's a man singing, Slavic's moving. And I thought that was like a really interesting way to have a conversation in the number. But yeah, I couldn't not look at Melanie. Like, I was just looking at her all the time. It's so good.
Yeah. I tried to look at Slavik, but it was mostly him just, like, shaking his fists in the air. I'm so angry. Mm-hmm.
He did that same move 2 times in a row. I was like, really? 2 times in a row? Like, you gotta do something a little bit different. And I'm not sure if that's him or Travis or what.
For me, I'm going to politely disagree with you.
Oh, okay.
You are not wrong, and I am not wrong. We have different opinions.
Bring it.
I did not like the choreography.
Really?
I thought that was Travis's probably weakest.
Wow. All right. Mm. I really liked it, but that's interesting.
I realized that I have to go a bit back on what I said in a previous episode, but it actually wasn't enough dance for me.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It was a performance piece. It was not enough dance.
All right. I can see that. I can see that perspective, especially from his stuff. Like, I feel like if Travis had his druthers, he might have been able to do more with the male partner's part. So, yeah, I can totally see that. That totally makes sense.
What's next? You should save the next one.
Well, I will just say that the one note that I didn't make notes about their packages when they were talking about what it meant for them to be in there, but I did write one thing down for Jensen, and is that Jensen never mentions JJ, so she gets a time out.
Oh, yeah.
She never even, like...
Everybody else mentioned their partner.
Well, Hanalei mentioned one of her partners, but Hanalei had a bunch of partners that were gone.
That's true.
And again, these are all edited together, so she may have mentioned JJ, but like, just like, come on, like, you guys were there together from the beginning, and again, it's my own issues of not having enough JJ, but I was just like, really? Didn't even mention him once? Okay, I get it. You have to get out of the shadow of your sister. Let's keep going. But then, yes, Cheeseman, Hanalei, Slavik, Cheeseman, that was pretty dope.
Yes, I will definitely say that Slavik was great in this one.
100%. That was the number of the night for him.
That was the best one. Wow, I mean, Hanalei is don't say weird words. that's not weird. That's the thing. Don't say things out loud. I don't know.
Do you need me to say words for you until you come up with words?
No, I was just going to say Hanalei was something, but then I was like, that's not a compliment.
Well, listen, they called her a tiny ant earlier, so.
Okay, then Flexible Angel.
Yeah, Flexible Angel, there you go.
I'm so impressed. That could have been,
the way you were flustered, I'm like, were you about to say something filthy sexual? Flexible Angel is fine.
It felt weird.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, Sean Cheeseman's, like, African jazz, and you can move, like, a scorpion and a snake and an amphibian. I will make you do all of those things over top of this handsome man.
Yeah, it was just amazing, and I loved watching them. That's probably my favorite of his. Like, probably the whole season, just because I enjoyed watching him.
Yeah, you mean Slavik, your favorite Slavik of the season. Yeah, okay.
No, Cheeseman's not gotten better.
Okay.
Oh my god, no. Cheeseman ebbs and flows for me. But no, just giving Hanalei Sean Cheeseman was like a gift to us all.
It was a super big gift, yeah. Mm. And Slavik did solid partnering, like he was there for her the whole time. Like I think that was his number of the night. Other people, aside from his solo, which I was just like, oh yeah, he is good at that, isn't he?
Yeah,
and we don't see solos so much this season.
No. I thought about that too. I was like, we haven't seen him do that in a while.
Yeah. And in the early seasons, like, I just remember, again, going back to Twitch's season, I just remember Twitch just busting solo after solo after solo after solo. Mm. And I'm just like, right, yeah, he can keep doing this. And I think we've seen, what, 2 solos from Slavik, maybe? 2 solos from all of these people? It seemed like not a lot.
Yeah, they haven't done it every episode like they used to.
Yeah. And then I think there's another thing that we're going to kind of come to loggerheads with. The Genesee and Lauren Broadway routine.
Oh, Genesee and Jensen.
Oh, sorry. I put down Lauren. I don't know why I did that. Genesee and Jensen Broadway routine by Travis.
Well, yeah.
What? Do it.
I really liked Travis's first Broadway a couple episodes ago. I did not like this one. Mm-hmm. I felt it was very lacking. I felt that, again, there wasn't enough meat, I guess. Something just felt like it was missing, and I could have used more. Maybe it was because it was more of a scene rather than a dance, and so there was like, I don't know.
No,
Travis is better than that.
Fair enough. I did think that the curtain got way too cutesy and gimmicky, especially towards the end. I liked the opening shot where you were, again, choreographing to the camera, right? Front shot on one side of the camera, shot on the other side of the camera. I thought it would be really interesting if they did, if they'd done more of that, or if they had basically, instead of having the curtain be facing the audience, if you'd had the curtain run perpendicular to the audience, and then you could see what Genesee was doing on one side of the stage and what
Jensen,
I almost did it again, what Jensen was doing on the other side of the stage. Because I thought the flipping around of the curtain closing and then Jensen being in the front, then going back, and then I thought that was way too much. But I thought that before that point, what I really I really did think that Jensen outdid her in that routine, and I wasn't expecting her to. I wasn't expecting her to emote that much, and she did a couple like really non-ballroomy kind of like hip and shoulder movements that I was like, oh, that seemed really natural, and that it didn't seem to come from that background that's very Broadway, and it just seemed very natural. Whereas I felt that Genesee was kind of working the Broadway a little bit. I thought Jensen was a little bit more effortless on the Broadway move or the Broadway style of movement. I liked it. It wasn't my favorite Travis Wall routine, but I did think that until that point, that was my favorite Jensen routine of the evening. Until that point. And then there's another one coming up in a little bit that's even better.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, a minor aside, I just need to let the audience know that teamwork makes the dream work.
You laughed so hard at that.
Okay, Twitch said it, and I was like, whoa, I'm gonna write this down. And Devin goes, you've never heard that before? So I had to admit that I have never heard this before.
That's fair. Like, you know, I couldn't even tell you where I'd heard it before, but I have heard it. Like, how many staff meetings have I probably seen that at before, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. So. Like, in your career, you're definitely going to hear more weird rhymey things that make you feel good about yourself.
And your team.
And your team.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go out and get that tattooed on my arm just so I remember it, because, you know, sometimes I forget.
It was delightful how much you liked that. I was like, she's really into this.
It rhymed, and Twitch was like, you know what? I'm going to say to you right now, because I'm your dance dad, teamwork. And I'm like, oh, Twitch, oh my god, why? So anyway, Twitch is a great judge and a great human. Next up is Hanalei dancing hip-hop with Fiction.
That's right. With Brandy and Hef doing choreography.
Mm-hmm.
I will say in the video package, Fiction was just like, yeah, like she could totally do it, but who knows? And I'm just like, oh, you're still holding out hope for your buddy. You're still holding out hope for your man.
Oh, I didn't get that, but that was probably there.
Yeah, that's how I interpreted that.
Yeah.
But what did you think of the routine?
I thought it was good. It was her very first hip hop, so I was like, you know what, for your first one, all right. Like, I wish she had had two, at least.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, it's hard to dance next to Fiction.
Yeah.
No one will look good beside him. It's very hard to. She held her own. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty darn good.
Yeah, I thought the routine was really, really good. I was like, wow, Fiction just keeps getting better. Like, yeah. He's getting better. And it's like, yeah, Hanalei, she hit everything. I wish she would have been a little grimier, a little bit more in the pocket.
Yeah.
She kind of floated above it a little bit sometimes, but like, she hit all the steps. She played around and had fun with Fiction. She performed it. So, like,
I felt that the lightness and joy was supposed to be there, so that worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seemed like a, you know, it was like this moving company thing where these two movers were just like, haha, we're moving these boxes. Not well. And they were just having fun with it.
Yeah.
And so that's why for me, when she was still like, all right, let's do this thing, I was just like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, I got it. And then I saw how much fun Fiction was having, and that helped sell it as well. I really miss him doing fun, joyous hip hop.
Yeah.
Because I love that. Like, yeah, there's the down and dirty, and there's, oh, I'm a gangsta, and I'm like, whatever. Just have fun doing something weird, being a dork. I just wanted to watch Fiction being a dork, and Hanalei being a dork was awesome, too.
Yeah, they totally got, they definitely were dorks.
Yeah.
They were definitely dorks.
And at the end, she fell in a box, which was totally supposed to happen, and it was. Because it was. It was so funny.
It was very good. Yeah, I thought that was a really cool routine, and especially the him with the dolly, and then just goes by the boxes, and then she's out there. I was like, that was a quick,
I don't know,
quick how change.
That was magic. That was magic.
Yeah, that was how it worked. They did magic.
I honestly, I think she like jumped on it, like just kind of leaned back on it.
Yeah, or just
there's
like,
no way that he could have switched to another one.
No,
there's no way.
No.
Yep. See, magic.
What we need is Penn and Teller to show us how. So you think you can dance works?
I don't want them to ruin it for me.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine Penn and Teller being the special guest judges?
No.
What do you think, Teller?
Teller doesn't work on a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hey, random aside. Remember how I told you that I was rewatching Sabrina the Teenage Witch from the
90s? Yeah, yeah.
Do you know who guest stars on a few episodes
of? I'm going to guess Penn and Teller.
Yes. Yes. Penn plays Drell, who is one of the, like, magic council, and Hilda's ex-boyfriend or whatever. Okay. He's very loud, very, like, his hair is everywhere, and he's all, like, bah! He's not a friendly man. The character, I'm sure Penn is actually very nice, but Teller is on there, but he obviously doesn't talk.
Yeah,
so
of course.
You should know that they are part of that
there
experience.
Yes, Danica is rewatching Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Penn Jillette has my favorite celebrity child name? Do you know what he named his daughter?
No.
It's so good. Moxie Crime Fighter Jillette.
No.
Yes. And Crime Fighter is one word. Capital C, capital F.
Oh, that poor child.
Moxie Crime Fighter Jillette.
Junior high is going to hurt.
Oh, I'm sure that kid is in. I'm going to look it up.
Okay.
Look how old Moxie Crime Fighter is.
Did they make it? Did they make it to college? Mm-hmm. And while you're doing that.
Yeah, while I'm doing that. Hey, everyone. Give Robert your vulnerability.
I will give him anything.
Sure.
That man is 28 and I'm not too old, I swear to God. Jensen and Robert dancing to a Mandy Moore routine. I cried. I said I wasn't going to cry, but then I cried. It was beautiful and perfect and I loved it.
It was so good.
I think that might be my dance of the night, just looking at everything. I think that's my dance. I really like contemporary.
Yeah. It's amazing. Mm. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that from Jensen at all.
No.
No.
I loved seeing her do that and move like that.
Yeah. I think that was her show. I think tonight's show was Jensen's show.
Mm-hmm.
As much as Hanalei was amazing in everything that she did, I think Jensen slightly outperformed her, only slightly, which may be giving spoilers as to who at least are in my top two. By the way, Moxie Crime Fighter Jillette is 13 and she's on Instagram.
Oh no. Oh honey, no. Oh
yes, she's 13 years old.
She's
so
13.
Yeah, so junior high, it's coming up.
Oh, that's going to hurt. Moxie, I hope you're okay. Tough it out. Junior high sucks for everyone.
That's right. but yes, going back to, that was just beautiful. Robert will take it. Robert will do all of the things that are necessary if you can. And to be fair, what non-lesbian
okay,
dancing with Robert could not just be like, yes. I will follow you to the ends of the earth. Like, I would like to snuggle up with him for a little bit, and I am very strict.
Yeah. Yeah. My husband doesn't listen to this episode. Oops. Actually, no. He's talked to me about Robert before, and I'm like, shut up, he's on my list.
Well, yeah, Robert's great. Listen, we're all happy to see Robert. And I haven't done the research on it, but I always think, like, how much we love Robert, and the show clearly loves Robert. He didn't make it that far, I don't think.
No, I didn't like him that much on the show until he came back as an all-star. And then I'm like, girl, what? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he was like a cutie when he was on the show. But, no, he came back a man.
That's right. That's right. Also, listeners, I'm sorry. I elbowed the table. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to edit that out. Just imagine it. That the mere mention of Robert's name made the earth move. Just imagine that was what happened.
This was a love tremor.
Ooh. A love tremor? Isn't that like a satellite radio show?
I don't know, but it's if we ever have a cover band, it's probably our first album.
So who... This is an important question. Okay. Because you said a cover band.
Yeah.
So are we covering... It's not a tribute band.
Oh, no.
It's a cover band.
Oh.
What could Love Tremor be a tribute band for? Because I'm feeling like Prince, maybe?
I was going to go with Blondie, but that's because I know my range.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I like that. I mean...
We could do Blondie and Prince. Like, okay, see, if we do a tribute band, you have to do one. But if you do a cover band, you can do multiple.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Love Tremor is a good cover band name. We'll workshop it some more, listeners, off the air.
Yes. Since... Devin can actually sing. I can probably hit something really hard. I don't know.
Fair enough. And I was wrong. He was third place in his season.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I thought he was voted off much earlier.
So did I. It's the beauty of not doing any research until we're actually talking about it, and also not having a producer that can look stuff up, and we're just like, what's this on my phone?
The phone is our producer. Siri is our producer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough.
Honestly, I'm not used to being prepared for podcasts, so, like, I'm on my phone on Dr. Hooch, like, half the time.
Fair.
So, you don't have to worry about that with me.
Fair enough. I like the idea of being like, oh, the producer's telling us to hurry things up.
Hurry up, Devin.
Siri, how much time do I have?
Not enough, Devin.
Oh, God, it's true. I'm so old.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Oh, no.
I'm gonna die soon.
You have 780 seconds. Whoa. Siri.
Until what?
I don't know. It's Siri.
Siri, you're scaring me.
Until your doom.
We are silly tonight.
I know.
All right. I think that only leaves us with one more routine.
Two more.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
We've got Hanalei and Genesee working with Talia Fabia, who I love, doing this beautiful contemporary where they are doing, like, they're kind of like battling, but they're doing the similar dance, and there's just, you could see their relationship really come out, like they're friends, but they're competition, so there was this really great through line of just like both of those things.
Yeah, what I loved, I loved a number of things about that routine, but lots of, like, synchronized movement very, very clearly, like, boom, boom, boom. Perfect synchronization for a lot of those moves. I feel like when it came to body extension and contortion, Hanalei takes the lead, but in terms of syncopated movement, or not syncopated, synchronized movement,
right.
They're both really able to hit all of those beats really, really well. I also really liked how hard-hitting and physical it got when they went to the floor section of it. I was like, oh, this is really, really good. And then they got to the floor part, and then they're just throwing themselves around, but not in a very, again, controlled way of just... I couldn't believe how they were getting so much distance on the floor by just pushing themselves back and forth. I thought that piece was remarkable. Really remarkable.
Yeah. I loved that there was this mix of you know, just free range movement and then mm-hmm. just holding it in. And like there was one movement where they were like holding their chest, like holding their fist to their chest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just, it held there for much longer than I thought it would. And I felt like I started to feel something.
And did you see like the little tiny, like the little tiny thigh movement after that? Where they just moved a little bit? I'm like, that's control. That was really impressive.
Yeah, that whole thing, because, like, you almost don't notice it, because mm-hmm. then they just start moving their feet, mm-hmm. and then it kind of moves up their legs, and their bodies aren't moving, like, the top of their bodies aren't moving. But, I mean, that is definitely one I would love to rewatch, just to watch different parts, like, specific dancer, or just different parts of their bodies. I know that sounds kind of weird, but I feel like there's so many layers there that Talia threw in, that I feel like you could watch it 8 times and see a different dance every time.
Yeah. Like I said, like, how many of those are super rewatchable? That contemporary number, mm-hmm. the Robert Mandy Moore Jensen contemporary number, the Sean Cheeseman African Jazz number.
Yeah, the heels, the samba for me.
I would rewatch the. I don't know if I'd rewatch the Broadway number, but I'd rewatch the other Travis number of the night personally. But there's a lot. Yeah. I know you didn't like it, but
I don't know. I just didn't like it. It was all emotion, no dance for me.
That's fair.
Mm. Yeah. And the last one of the night, would you like to?
Well, I've turned my phone off and put it away, so why don't you say what it was?
All right. Yay for paper.
Paper.
It was Jensen and Slavik doing a cha-cha with Oksana.
Yeah. I think the judges had a very right, like, dude, this is not yours. This was your big failure of the night. But I did like Twitch's point saying, Jensen, you could have let him flounder and you could have really hung him out to dry, especially on like the penultimate pre-finale.
Of course.
But no, like you really, you know, it's like you put yourself where he needed you to be sometimes. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good. Normally we talk about how good a partner the guy is in a ballroom number, but she was a good partner for him that night.
She was. Yeah. And she made him look a lot better than he had any right to be.
Yeah. And like they did say, like, you know, the shoulders were better, like the upper body position was much better, which sometimes that's all an untrained observer is looking at, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, his feet were terrible. I felt really bad how bad his feet were. I'm like, well, you know, it's your last number of the night and yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's gonna look interesting. And he brought a performance quality that was lacking last show.
Last week was atrocious for him.
And he did hit, like, he partnered as best as he could on all of the lifts and all the tricks. Like, I thought, you know, he acquitted himself okay.
Yeah, you know, whatever happens next week, I think that if that was his final dance, all right, he did a good job.
Yeah, certainly we were very hard on him last week for a number of reasons.
For very obvious and true reasons.
And am I going to say, I did feel bad for how angry I got, especially looking at him a couple of shots today. Like, he's just a little baby, tiny man who has, like, he's in way over his head, and he's a human being, and I should probably treat him a little bit better than I have been, so I will formally apologize to him and the fans of him, if any are listening, but also, you cannot tell me that it would have been a better, that wouldn't have been a better show if he wasn't in it, and JJ or Darius was.
I miss them.
Yeah.
They'll be back next week?
They will be back next week. Yeah. That will be good. Well, and tour, because Cyrus is coming on tour. I bet he probably won't. If they do Canada, he probably won't.
Oh, no.
Because, like, they had multiple All-Stars in the States, and then we had Marco. Which, don't get me wrong, Marco's great.
Marco was sweet.
Marco was very good when he was up here. But, yeah, I don't think... Lauren and Cyrus will be like, cool, let's go through Edmonton and Calgary and Moose Jaw and Winnipeg.
I don't think they really have a choice.
In January.
I don't think they have a choice.
Eh, maybe. We'll see.
They're the performers.
They're the performers for that leg of the tour, but they haven't announced another leg of the tour yet, right?
Oh, that's fair. Oh my god, if we get Robert, I'm gonna have to buy farmer tickets.
Absolutely. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
So this is the end. So now we talk about who we. How about we do this?
Okay.
Who do you think is going to win, and who do you want to win, and are they different?
Yes, they're different.
Okay. Go ahead.
Who I think is going to win is Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
She is very talented and well-deserving of it. I don't mean to take that away from her at all. I feel that So You Think You Can Dance does skew towards a specific type of female dancer, mm-hmm. when the girls win. And she is a cutout of that, basically. She's very talented. She's very petite. She is blonde as heck. And she's got a cheerleader smile. Who I want to win is Hannah Leigh.
Mm.
I feel that she does have the same qualities, but I think that there is a known or unknown color bias from the viewers and voters. And right. So I worry that will harm her.
Okay. I totally see where you're coming from on that. And I feel like Jensen is a safe bet, but I'm going to give the viewers more credit. Possibly more credit than they deserve, given previous voting patterns. I think Hannah Leigh will win, and I want Hannah Leigh to win. I honestly think Hannah Leigh could win this. And again, Jensen probably could also, you know, they all could. The voting has just been super strange, but I think Hannah Leigh, of the top four, has been the most consistent every week. Jensen's had some up and down weeks. Genesee has started off kind of dark horsey and then come up. Hannah Leigh came out of the gate on top and she's ending on top. I honestly think if I was to put money down,
mm-hmm.
I'd put it down on her. Even though my anxious, don't like to gamble or take risks heart would probably feel better if I put the money on the pretty blonde girl. I honestly think that that it is a safe bet.
Yeah. I think the viewers have gotten a lot better, mm-hmm. As we've seen through the past, you know, say 10 years. Oh, the top 20 and the top 10 have been more and more diverse. And that's definitely the judges starting that that trend. It definitely did not used to be that way. It was very pasty, let's say. But I honestly, you know, right now, I would be very happy with Hannah Leigh. Absolutely. She has been my vote since day one. But I feel that you could probably flip a coin.
Yeah.
And Hannah Leigh or Jensen, and heads or tails, whichever came down, I feel like I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. My other concern is that they'll split the vote and the Slavic voting contingent will just like steamroll. Right?
No.
That's the thing. That's the problem with having two really strong contenders and then like a moderately popular dark horse. Sometimes they'll split the vote. And again, we're not even mentioning Genesee, and Genesee's great. And if Genesee won, I'd also be pretty. I'd be pleased.
I would be happy with anyone but Slavic.
Oh yeah.
Personally, but I feel that Hannah Leigh and Jensen are stronger dancers 100%. Than Genesee.
And I was lukewarm on Jensen at the beginning, and then there were points where I was like, I'm basically just giving her a free ride because she's with JJ. But I really feel like looking back, she's been after that first show where they said you can't just be sexy, and we give them a little, you know, heat
uh-huh.
for that. I think she really took to heart. This cookie cutter is not something that you can be, and has kind of broken out of that mold. Well, terrible pun. Sorry about that. But yeah, I think Yeah, I would be happy with anybody but Slavik, I suppose, if it comes right down to it. But I would like to believe that Hanalei has a very good shot. So that's my vote.
All right. Well, next week is the end.
Mm-hmm.
But not for the podcast.
That's right.
It's the end of the show, so there will be one more So You Think You Can Danica. However, Devin and I have committed to continue the podcast because it is so much fun. Now there is a gap, of course, before this season and next season. What are we going to do, Devin?
Well, we have a couple of off-season ideas. I think what we settled on was, I think we settled on bi-weekly or monthly.
I don't know if we settled on that. I know, but we were going to try to record at least once a month.
Right. Okay. So probably monthly in the off-season, which is fine.
Yeah.
But we are going to watch dance movies.
Yay.
And talk about them. We are very clearly going to watch Step Up movies and talk about them.
Oh, because I haven't seen any of those.
Step Up. Step Up is going to be so good. Yeah, that's going to be fun to do some Step Ups. Maybe we'll throw in Magic Mike, because that is a dance movie that I haven't seen.
I was literally going to suggest that, but I wasn't sure if it would qualify. Can we watch Magic Mike together?
Sure, of course. Yeah, why not?
Yes!
Yeah. We'll do an old Rogers Esterna movie.
Yeah.
We'll have to do Gene Kelly. We'll do some older stuff. We might find, because you haven't seen Anybody Can Dance 1.
Oh, right, I haven't.
A Bollywood film, Anybody Can Dance. So I feel like that would be fun. Because I have seen it, and it's quite good.
Oh, good, good. I'm excited.
There's things in the mix. So we will be coming out probably monthly with talks about dance movies until season 16 of So You Think You Can Dance. Man, what's going to happen if this show goes off the air?
My heart.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if this is the last season, because, I think every season they haven't been that sure that they're coming back.
Every season we're just like, is this going to happen again?
Because I don't remember when they announced this season. Like, I don't remember what point of the
year
it was.
Your husband told us.
Oh, right.
He was like, hey, guys, by the way.
Oh, crap. He's so useful and handsome.
He's very handsome and useful.
I know you'll listen to this, so I might get a comment later. like a thank you, not like
a... You better get a comment. Wink.
Oh, he's very sweet.
He is.
Yeah, he tells me about things I like, and obviously tells you about things you like. He's very sweet to you, too.
He's very sweet.
Yeah. Mm. Aw, you're a good friend to him, Devin.
We just got very real here, folks.
Oh my God, real emotions. Move on.
Move on. Yeah. So if you're listening and enjoy the show, we will continue to talk about dance in other ways, and then hopefully for season 16, we'll continue with this.
Yeah.
Ludicrous ridiculousness.
Yeah, definitely. So until then, I know Devin's going to do the sign-off thing, but we'll do what?
Sorry, one more thing. If anyone is actually listening, we're going to try and watch the finale live. So if you want to join us on Twitter, we might be live tweeting it. We're not sure yet. I might have to bow out, but
Devin has to move some stuff around, but we'll see.
I'll tell you right now if we are or we aren't. We will be live tweeting the So You Think You Can Dance season finale at 9 p.m. Mountain Time. So if you are around the internet at that point, please feel free to join us on the tweet box. So there you go. We either are or aren't. Now you know.
Oh, man. I don't even know. It's a secret from me.
Next time, how can people get a hold of us if they wanted to live tweet it along with us?
Well, my personal Twitter is at Danica Here, DanicaHere.
And mine is Dr. Teeth, two words with an underscore in the middle of them, like you're a dentist who likes the Muppets.
Mm-hmm. And our WordPress site, our blog, is sytycdanica.wordpress.com.
Nice work.
And you can also find us on iTunes, where we would love your stars and ratings, because we need your approval.
That's right. We don't... listen, nothing we do is good enough unless someone else tells us it is.
Exactly.
That's right.
And if you want, we don't really have an email, do we? Do we just like want people to tweet us if they want to talk to us about dance?
Yeah, please do.
All right, tweet us. We are always on Twitter pretty much because we freaking love Twitter.
It is garbage, but I cannot look away.
Well, also, we are garbage, but we are delightful garbage.
Mm, wonderful. And now, for the traditional. So you think you can Danica sign off?
Oh, no. I'm never ready for this. He's like 4 inches away. It's really close.
So You Think You Can Danica is recorded by Danica LeBlanc and Devin R. Bruce and is produced by Devin R. Bruce and Danica LeBlanc. Our theme music is You Can Dance by Steve Combs, who has even more excellent pop music at the Free Music Archive. Thanks for listening!